Sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, sahabiryam karamavahai, tejasvinabhadhitamastu ma vedvishabhai, om shanti shanti shanti. May Brahman protect us, may he guide us, may he give us strength and right understanding. May love and harmony be with us all. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. We are studying Vedanta Shara of Sadananda Yogindra, the quintessence of Vedanta. This section is very important because this section teaches us how to practice Vedanta. The student comes to the teacher with sincerity, with deep longing for God's realization. And the teacher teaches out of love, out of compassion. Four things are very important in our life. Kripa, grace. Ishvara anugrahat pungsa madhvita vasana. It is God's grace that we aspire for God. We seek God. Without His grace, nobody can think of Him. So those who come here with all sincerity, with love, it is God's grace. Whom God loves, He forces that person to do good action. He forces that person to think good thoughts. He forces that person to live in good environment. That is God's grace. When you give Guru Krishna wisdom, when you find a good teacher, holy company, spiritual environment, you have just come. You feel that is God's grace. He wants to release you from Maya. It is really amazing. So grace comes in through four ways. Grace comes from the guru, from the teacher. Grace comes from God. God's grace and Guru's grace are always there. Third, grace comes from the scriptures. Fourth, Atma Kripa. Grace comes from within yourself. Your grace is very important. Atma Kripa. The Atman which is inside you is showing its grace to you. Go to Vedanta temple. 0 degree temperature, sometimes ice on the ground, brisk to drive at night, still you have come to listen to Vedanta. You know, two things are very vital to become a good student of Vedanta. First, non-attachment. Second, longing, vyakulata, hunger for God. If you have these two, blessed you are the salt of the earth. Longing. I want God in my life. I want to be spiritual. In our last class, we talked about three inner disciplines of Vedanta. Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. Hearing, reflection, and meditation. Hearing, but what shall I hear? Hear the mantra which Guru gave to you and try to understand its meaning. This student got the mantra from the guru, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. I am Brahman. So you are only repeating, you only heard it. But do you know the meaning? That is the question. You may repeat 100,000 times. If you do not know the meaning, it does not make any, it will not work. I remember I went to visit a devotee's house. I do not know what kind of devotee she. Anyhow, she was telling Swami, sound you say mantra, everything is mantra, all sound comes from God, and that is true. Then you repeat Coca-Cola mantra, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, day and night repeat Coca-Cola, see what you will get. You must know the meaning of the mantra. So Sadananda Jogindra says, there are six ways you should listen. There are six signs of true listening. First, upakrama upasangharu. It's when you hear something from a teacher, watch his beginning sentence and watch his concluding sentence. The beginning and conclusion, if you know, then you know the truth. So here Sadananda Jogindra gave an illustration from a chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, which says, Ekam eva dvitiyam, God, Brahman, is one without a second. And in conclusion, he says, Oitad atmanam atmam sarvam, verily everything is Brahman. So hearing the first sentence and hearing the last sentence, you know the subject matter of that topic was Brahman. So you heard carefully. The second sign, which I already discussed, repetition. Repetition. In that section of Chandogya Upanishad, the father, who was the teacher of that boy, repeated 9 times, Tattamoshi Shetu Ketu. E Shetu Ketu, my son, name of the son, Tattamoshi, thou art that. You are Brahman. I am Brahman, you are Brahman too. Yesterday I went to Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, to give a talk to nearly 70 to 80 students. Their topic is people and culture of Asia. Actually, they are teaching Upanishad and Gita. People and culture of Asia. So one of the students asked me, Swami, is there any is there any similarity between Vedanta and our American life? I tell him, there is great similarity between Vedanta and American life. In America, two things are very vital in American life. Freedom and democracy. Freedom. Vedanta teaches only those two basic things. The goal of human life is to attain liberation, freedom. Social, political, all kinds of freedom. Second, American people, American life is connected to democracy. Vedanta teaches, then the God of Vedanta is a democratic conception of God. You are God, I am God. I am Brahman, thou art that. You are Brahman too. Pure democracy. There is no high and low. So there is a great similarity between American life and Vedanta. So the teacher repeated 9 times, Tattamoshi Shetu Ketu, thou art that. Why do we need this kind of repetition? Do you know why? Our memory is very poor. We hear, forget. We hear, we forget. So we need Vedanta Dindima. There is one book. name of the called Vedanta Dindima, the drama Vedanta. Vedanta will constantly beat the drum near your ear and say, you are Brahman, Tattamasi, Tattamasi, you are Brahman. Constantly he will, the teacher of Vedanta will beat the drum near your ear. Ashukte Amrite, till you die and till you go to sleep. Spend your time only listening to this Vedanta. Well, what will happen? A great transformation will come to your life. Sometimes I ask you, you first write down in your diary that before you came to Vedanta, what kind of mind you had, and after coming to Vedanta for months or some years, what kind of mind you have now. Just you will see a great difference. I remember one actress in Hollywood, she and me myself came same time in Hollywood. She was in New York in Broadway. So she one day, she was Prabhupada's disciple. One day she was telling, Swami, I am coming to Vedanta for last 6-7 years. I am not getting anything. I asked her, really you don't get anything? I don't believe you. I don't believe you. You think of the day before you came to Vedanta and now after 5-6 years, you don't see any change in you. Just think a while and tell me. She said, you are right, Sean. I was a wild woman in New York. Now I am more disciplined. I am more disciplined. I am quite calm, quite serene. My life is more happy than my life was in New York. It works silently, unperceptibly. Avritti asakrit upadeshat. You must listen again and again. Why? There are some students, if they listen once, that's it. There are some students, they need to read again and again to memorize a thing. Swami Vivekananda, fantastic memory. The whole European history he got by heart in 3 days before examination. People see that he does not study, he does not do anything, moving around, singing, doing exercise. Somebody says, you will not prepare for examination, it is very close. I keep my brain clean. And when he started, day and night, he could read. And he is reading and my reading and night like you. He reads first sentence and last sentence of the paragraph, he knows what is inside. Tremendous grasping power. Listening. We don't know how to listen. Nowadays, people have so, even the students, you know, in the school kids, they have very poor memory and poor concentration. They cannot concentrate one thing for short, more than a minute. Who is responsible? TV. This ideas, bombardment of commercial, and ideas constantly moving, changing. Mom, I remember my professor used to tell, do you know why do the people love movies? Because the film is constantly changing, constantly moving. Mind is restless, a movie screen is restless, you know, that film is restless, so they have good friendship. Restless people like love restless people, you see. TV, that movie, is constantly moving. Not a picture, a single picture, never stand there still. And mind is moving, so they will have movies. If the picture is still, we get frustrated. I'm seeing all the time the same thing. We don't like it. Read psychology. That is the reason we love movies. Television. Constantly changing. Now the third characteristic, third sign of listening. The first sign is introduction and conclusion. Second is repetition. Here, again and again. Third, prakarana pratipadyasya aditya vastu na pramanantara avishikarana karanam apurvata yata tatram tatraiva aditya vastu na manantaro avishikaranam. Originality means that the subject matter of a section is not available through any other source of knowledge. As for instance, in that very section, Brahman, the one without a second, is not knowable through any other means except the Shrutis. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we find a passage. A student came to the teacher and asked, Aham Tvam Upanishadam Purusham Prichami. I am asking about that Purusha, the Supreme Soul, Brahman, God, which is enumerated by the Upanishad. You see, a Brahman is original. Believe in what way, Swami, it is original? Because it has never been defiled. It is beyond the senses, beyond expression. I see you, so I know you. Brahman cannot be known as an object. Uchishtahanin means you eat some food, then that food is used like that. So Brahman has never been used that way. It is always fresh. The consciousness is always fresh. Apurvata. Original. You cannot prove it through any other means than through the Upanishad. But what do you mean, Swami? There are six kinds of evidences. We understand the things in this world through evidence. The first kind of evidence is called pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means perception to the senses. We perceive the things through the senses. Through the eyes I can see the chair, through the ear I can hear your voice, through nose I can smell, through tongue I can taste, through skin I can feel your touch. But Brahman cannot be experienced that way, through perception. Then, inference, I infer. Seeing the fire, seeing the smoke on the top of the mountain, I said there must be fire. But I have not seen the fire, but I can guess it. My previous knowledge says, oh, there is a smoke, there is fire. So Brahman cannot be compared with any other object in this world. So through you cannot infer about Brahman. See? Third, Shruti. Next is, Shruti I shall explain later. Next is Upamana. Upamana means comparison. Seeing an animal in the zoo, you say, this is gobaya, which is a cow. When you go to the forest, when you see the similar kind, you know this is a cow, because you have a knowledge of comparison of two different things, you see. Brahman cannot be compared. Arthavada. Sometimes, eulogy. That this man is heavy, but he does not eat at daytime. That means he eats at night time, otherwise he cannot be so heavy. It is called inference kind of things, you know. Comparison, not inference is only one. Arthavada, Upamana, And then abhava. Pardon? Dakshin. Oh, deduction. No, it is a Vedantic. There are six methods of knowledge. I shall tell you of Pramanani. In the beginning, we discussed these things. Vedanta Pramanam. It is in page 2. You will find Pramana. First is Pratyaksha, direct perception, Anumana, inference, Upamana, analogy, Shabda, scriptural statement, Arthapatti, presumption, Anupalabdhi, non-apprehension. These are the six methods of knowledge according to Vedanta. Shabda, scriptural statement, Upanishadic statement. Through that only you can have a glimpse of the infinite. Tattamasi, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. What is that? Then the more you meditate on this I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, the more the meaning becomes clear, and then it comes revelation, experience. That is the way it goes. Only reading will not do. You will have to practice. How? There are many mantras in the Upanishad which tells us what we are supposed to do. Saityena labhyas tapasa samyak jnanena brahmacharyena nityam. Practice the truth. Unite your mind and your speech. Have the right kind of knowledge. Practice purity. Then this truth, this Brahman will reveal unto you. That is one way. So this was this, you cannot know about Brahman without going through this mantra, I am Brahman, this Upanishadic statement. Next, phalam tu prakarana pratipadyasya atmagyanasya tadunusthanasya va tatra tatra shuryamanam prayojanam yatha tatra acharyavan purusho veda tisya tavadeva chiram javanna vimokshi ata sampadse iti adityo vastu agyanasya tat prapti prayojanam shuryate. Result is the utility of the subject matter of a section, that is self-knowledge, or its practice as mentioned at different places. As for instance, in the same section, the words, the man who has got a teacher knows the Brahman. He has to wait only till he is delivered from the body. Then he becomes united with Brahman. Here the utility of the knowledge of Brahman, the one without a second, is its attainment. You see, the thing which is beyond name and form, beyond our perception, beyond the senses, this worldly method cannot manifest that thing. All worldly means fail. But show me then, how can I experience it? The more you meditate, your intuitive power will grow, and you will get that kind of revelation which you cannot explain. It comes. This section is also the phalam. You see, if nobody will come to study to Vedanta or going to the church or do anything, since if he does not know what is the result, what shall I gain coming to Vedanta? What shall I achieve? Even a stupid people does not move without knowing what would be the result. I must know the result. I shall come to Vedanta, what shall I get? You see, this is the human beings, it is the natural in human beings to understand the utility of a thing. What shall I gain if I go to Vedanta? What shall I not go to riverboat gambling? What result will go there? Perhaps you will lose all of your money. In this section, in the Chandogya Upanishad, which is we are talking about, the mantra is Acharyavan Purusho Veda. The person who has a teacher knows. That is the exact translation. A person who has a teacher, he knows. What does he know? He knows Brahman. Well, Swami, I have a teacher. Do I know Brahman? That is the question. In that connection, the Upanishad tells us a story. Once upon a time, a man was kidnapped, blindfolded. He was robbed and was tied with a tree, and the robbers left. And a good Samaritan was passing by, found this man in a very pitiable condition. He released him, removed his blindfold, and asked him, "Where do you come from?" "Panchalo Desha." "My home is such and such place." "Oh, yes, yes, I know that place. Go straight, right, then left, go straight, then again right, then you will reach your home." This man is the teacher. He knows the goal. He knows Brahman. So he is guiding his student to reach the goal. I remember while I was in training center in 64, 65, I was doing gardening. Every young brahmachari, we are the novitiate, everybody has a duty. In the afternoon, in the morning, we had duty. So every 2 months, our schedule changes. So my job was to take care of a big piece of land and grow flowers. That was my job. I planted a lot of marigold, very beautiful. So, just fresh, I planted small plants. Next day when I came to the garden, I found these squirrels cleared all my tender marigold plants. I was so depressed, I cannot tell you. So our principal Swami was passing by. I expressed my depression to him. And I worked hard, planted all these marigolds and cleared by all these chipmunks and the squirrels. Then the Swami gave me a Vedanta lesson. He says, in the Vedanta class, you say, "I am Brahman and you are Brahman too, so these squirrels are also Brahman. So Brahman ate Brahman, what is wrong?" He told the highest philosophy. Then he told me, "You are barking like a dog in a room. All walls of that room is made with mirror. Mirror. And the dog entered there and saw another dog, saw the reflection, and go. Jumping on the mirror, jumping, running all direction in the room. What is that dog doing? Fighting with his own reflection. So you boy, you are fighting with the squirrel and depressed." I said, "That is all right, philosophy is all right, but my mind hurts. I get hurt, I work very hard." Then another day he was passing by, I quoted this passage to him. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. I mean, he was my Acharya, he is my teacher. Acharyavan Purusho Veda. Just learning new Sanskrit, you know. Just bombardment. Say something, you know. Then the teacher stopped. An old Swami is a master of six kinds of philosophy. So he stopped, he was telling, what do you say? What do you say? Acharyavan Purusho Veda, the person who has a teacher, he knows. Oh, he knows, you know Brahman. So Brahman, the knower of Brahman must be saluted from all directions. So he started to rotate and salute me. He was rotating all around. I shall never forget. I was a young monk and he's a so old Swami. He was saluting me like this. So when I read this passage, I think of that old Swami. Acharyavan Purusho Veda, the person who has a teacher, he knows. He really knows. Guru Shastre Vina Vattanta Gambhiram Brahma Vettika. Without Guru and without the scripture, who can know this infinite? One who knows the Supreme Brahman verily becomes Brahman. The knower of the Self goes beyond grief. So that is the fourth sign of listening. Next, prakrano pratipadyasya tatra tatra prashanshanam arthavada yatha tatraiva utatam adesha prakshu jena ashrutam shrutam bhavati amatam matam abhijnatam vijnatam iti adityo vastu prashanshanam. Eulogy is the praising of the subject matter of the section at different places. As, for instance, in the same section, the words, have you ever asked for that instruction by which one hears what has not been heard, one thinks what has not been thought, one knows what has not been known? Have you spoken in praise of Brahman, the one without a second? Have been spoken in praise of Brahman, the one without a second. Eulogy usually recommends an injunction by stating either the good arising from its observance or the evil arising from its violation and supplementing it by illustrations. Eulogy. If you want to tempt a person, you will have to eulogize that thing. It's like a salesman, you know, salesperson. Come on, buy these things. You will get long life, it is a beautiful food and, you know, all kinds of good words. A woman in Hollywood used to teach me how to speak. One day she came and said, Swami, she was an actress. Swami, I went for a commercial. I did not like it at all. Well, what type of commercial you did? Well, I did a commercial on a cereal. You know, in this TV commercial. Well, I did a commercial on cereal. They asked me to read that thing which she will have to say, that theme of the ad. She's beautiful, she's from Scotland. She's a beautiful teacher. She knows English so well. Well, I did not like that thing at all. I told the people, those who took me to the commercial, that your product will not sell. Your language is bad. With this language, you cannot sell the produce, your product. Then those people said, the owner of that company, marketing people, they told her, what do you mean? We engaged 6 lawyers to prepare that script so that our company will not be sued, you see. In America, how it goes? 6 lawyers work behind that script, which she will speak only 30 to 40 seconds on the screen. Just think of that. And one meal, with that 30, 40 seconds, you will get for us $5,000 to $10,000. Just 30 seconds. So she was telling Swami, it doesn't sound good to me, but they said that that is the script we produce for the commercial. So it is called Arthavada, eulogy. In America, any bad stuff, you can sell it if you know how to market it. And some many good stuff will not sell. Really good stuff. I sometimes say, yeah, our books are really good. I tell you frankly, they do not sell well. Like so-called, you know, all this, some kind of paperback and garbage, you know, they publish all sorts of bestsellers. Lord knows what is the bestseller. Because we do not know how to market it, you see. If the price of the book is $2, they will charge $25. And $10 for each book they will use for the publicity. We lose money, say, producing book. Eulogy. Eulogy, the moment you see something good, people are curious to know about it. You know, do you know about Brahman? If you know Brahman, whatever you wish you will get, beautiful girls, money, wealth, all will come to you. Immediately you will come to Vedanta. Swami, I like to know Brahman. That is called eulogy. Chaitanya adopted this method. Chaitanya found that, you know, people are not coming to hear about God. So he gave a slogan, you know, that, you know, Haribol, Haribol, if you chant God's name, do you know what will you get? You will get the embrace of beautiful young girls, and you will get catfish soup for nourishment. So people flocked. Catfish soup, that is good food, which will give a strength to my body, and I shall be able to embrace young girls. That is wonderful. Let us go join his party. All people came, they did not realize what Chaitanya meant. Magur Mase Jhol means tears for God. And Jubati and embrace of the young man means you lie down on the ground and cry. Then embrace the Mother Earth, that is young girl. And tears and cry for God, you know, tears will drop from the on the ground. That is called catfish soup. And in India, somebody is asking that how many people come to Vedanta, this and that. Actually, you know, I don't count people. I try to create a spiritual atmosphere. Whoever wants to come, come. But if you want to draw a lot of people, you will have to do various things, you know. Bring some good dancers and various kinds of things, you will attract a lot of people. Somebody was telling our patient Maharaj that, you know, many people do not know about us. Uncle, how will they know? Because we do not fight. If you and myself, if we go outside on the skinker and give a big fight, television crew will come, Post Dispatch will come, tomorrow we shall be on the front page. Swami fought with a devotee on the skinker. We shall be on the front page, you see. Really, we'll be on the front page. Because you and myself, we are not fighting. That is our problem. Eulogy. Eulogy is very, very important. You know, to ignorant people, those who do not know about God and that, you will have to tell them some, come, buy it, it is wonderful, this and that. One yogi told me, Maharaj, what are you doing? You are a learned man. Wherever I go, I first open a restaurant and health food store. People come to buy health food and then vegetarian food. They feel good and then say, chant God's name. First health. I said, Yogiji, we cannot do any business with religion. That is our problem. Most people do business. In America, all churches are in the business status. The church, the status of the church, it is a business. Our phone, it is a business phone. That is the way it goes. Well, we don't do business that way. Arthavada. Arthavada, let me give an example. You will understand what he explained. Somebody in our country, there is a Ayurvai Ghritam. Take this fresh butter. This is longevity. And if you eat butter, you will get good strength, good memory. It will give you long life. In America, it is just the opposite. Butter means cholesterol. You will get heart attack. Even if many people do not touch butter, you know, heart attack. Cholesterol. You see, we do not have cholesterol knowledge. We do not know what cholesterol is. I never heard about cholesterol before I came to this country. I did not know all these things at all. Just fill up your stomach. Why do you think about more food? That's it. Next, prakrano pratipadya padyartho sadhane tatra tatra shriyamana yuktihi upapattihi yatha tatra yatha summe ekena mritpringina sarvam brinmayam vigyatam syat vacharam manam vikara namadhiyam mrittikaitiva sittam ityadi ityadau aditiyo vastu sadhane vikarasya vacharam manam atra arambhanam matratve yukti shruyate. Demonstration is the reasoning in support of the subject matter of a section adduced at different places. As for instance, in the section in question, the words, my dear, as by one lump of clay, all that is made of clay is known, every modification being but an effort of speech, a name, and the clay, the only reality about it, furnish the argument that modifications are merely an effort of speech to establish Brahman, the one without a second. Next is, I can give you a fantastic lecture, but you will say, Swami, could you give an example of what you mean? Example, illustration is very, very vital. What is the example? Example is, if you know clay, you know all modifications of clay. If you know gold, you know earring, nose ring, necklace, bracelet, ring, armlet, all modifications of gold. Know the essence, the truth. That is the illustration. Clay. You know cups, plates, saucers, jug, mug, vase, all modifications of clay. But all are clay. If you know one, you know many. Vacharambhanam namadhyam mrittika ittiva sittam. Cups, plates, saucers, jars, all these are all mere sound, mere forms. But main thing, the essence is clay. Earring, nose ring, ear, nose, bracelet, armlet, necklace, all these things are mere names and shape. The essence is gold. So if you know gold, you know all modifications of gold. If you know clay, you know all modifications of clay. Name and form appear and disappear. Suppose your wife made some ornaments 20 years ago. Now those ornaments are out of fashion. What will she do? Will she throw away all the ornaments? Of course not. She'll go to the goldsmith, jeweler, and says, melt all my gold. And then she will show from the catalog, make this kind of jewelry for me from my same gold. That is the way it works. Gold alone is real. Names and forms change. So all this world which you see around you, nothing but name and form, they change. But the essence is Brahman, is unchanging. That Vedanta wants to tell you again and again, your real nature, that pure consciousness, that Atman, is unchanging. Your body is changing every moment. So many cells die in the body every day, and so many new cells grow. Your mind is continuously changing. But your consciousness never changes. That is the reality. That is the truth. Experience it.
लवणं तु संपर्कात् यथा तु समं भवेत् मनोपि ब्रह्म संपर्कात् तथा ब्रह्ममयं भवेत्.
When the water, when the salt becomes false, you know, the salt is added with water, that water becomes salty. Similarly, when the mind is connected with Brahman, the mind becomes this individual mind, it turns into Brahman consciousness. That is the example. So now you know how to listen. First, when you listen, you must know the beginning and the end, introduction and conclusion. Second, you must repeat it again and again until and unless your understanding is clear. Second is repetition. Third, originality. That you know this laukik upaya, the worldly means cannot express Brahman, which is beyond this world, beyond this manifestation, beyond this creation. Brahman is the uncreated principle. Through science and philosophy, and this way, you cannot prove Brahman. Scientists, what do? They put a telescope. And through the telescope, they see the other planets. And they see that there is no God behind the cloud, so there is no God. Then they will do open heart surgery. And if I say the Atman is inside, They will open our surgery and see. We do not see the Atman. So there is no Atman. I heard a funny joke. When the Russian astronauts landed in Siberia, Brezhnev went with his limousine to receive them and took them to a private audience and asked them, "Have you seen God behind the cloud?" The astronaut said, "Yes." Brezhnev said, I know it, but don't tell it to anybody, you see. In communism, God is taboo, you see. In Russia, there is no God. I know it, but don't tell it to anybody. So those astronauts said, of course, you see, they cannot disobey their comrade, communist comrade, you see. Then they went to Rome, and the Pope wanted an interview with them, you see. An audience, private audience with Pope. These astronauts went and Pope asked, "Have you seen God behind the cloud?" They said, "No, I know it, but don't tell it to anybody else." Otherwise, you see, Catholicism will fall. They are telling God is there behind the cloud. So otherwise, funny joke. But I know it. Pope said, I know it, but don't tell it to anybody. Then nobody will come to the Catholic Church, you see. Funny. So, second is repetition, third is apurvata, originality, fourth is the result, fifth is eulogy, and sixth is illustration. Shuryamana Jukti Upapattivi, demonstration. Now you can ask me a question. I shall not start reflection and meditation tonight. In my next class, I shall speak on that subject. It would be a very interesting subject, how to reflect on God and how to meditate on Brahma. That we shall talk next Tuesday. Please ask me questions.
Last week, did you say that the individual consciousness could not manifest Brahman?
That is true. Then how can I experience Brahman? You will have to understand, individual consciousness is the reflection of Brahman consciousness. So the moment through a candle light, if you try to see the sun, what happens? The sunlight overpowers it, and it cannot, because sun has his own light. So Brahman has his own light. Brahman does not need anybody to illumine it, you know. But what happened to the individual consciousness? A Brahman consciousness and individual consciousness, that reflected consciousness, become one. That time, that person merges into samadhi. He loses his own consciousness. Brahman consciousness engulfs him. He cannot function. Take for this example. Here is a mirror. If I divert the reflection of the sun on your face, I can see your face much brighter, though you are standing in the sun. But if I put that sun, my mirror, the reflection of the sun against the sun reflection, it becomes overpowered. It cannot illumine the sun because this reflection is coming from the sun. So it cannot manifest the sun. That is the way. Yes?
Swami, on your statement that a person needs to have a teacher to know Brahman, can a person without a teacher ever then not perceive Brahman correctly?
Well, you see, doubt remains. Only we hear some people say that Raman Maharshi had no teacher, but he was a Nuara Brahman, I have never met him, but people say. You see, perhaps reading some books and, you know, listening to some lectures, you have some kind of indirect knowledge. Perhaps you have some kind of experience also. But do you know what happened? Doubt remains. Is it a correct vision? One lady, she used to claim that her kundalini has awakened. And she used to come and verify with everybody whom she met. That means she has deep doubt inside. If you have real experience, Upanishad says, Vidyate ridayo granthi siddhante sarva samshayaha shiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravari. This is the sign. All doubts will go away forever. All the knots of your hearts will be cut asunder. All the actions will cease to function. When you experience the ultimate truth, at that time you have no doubt. And you know, some people say, show me, I have experience. We have thousands of scriptures, statements, to check your experience, whether it is a true experience or false experience. Sometimes I ask people, read the last part of the second chapter of the Gita, last part of the 12th chapter of the Gita, and the last part of the 14th chapter of the Gita. You exactly know that what is your condition. You cannot cheat yourself. You exactly know, I passed these tests. All these tests are mentioned in that part of the Gita. In Vivek Chudamani also, Jivisham Isha Jivan Muktisya Lakshanam, this is the sign of a Jivan Mukta, living free, the man who has attained the highest. These are the signs. All the signs of this, the moment you come and tell me, Swami, I have the experience, that very moment I shall put those signs on you and you will check that you can, whether you have passed the test or not. I sometimes say 2-3 basic signs, watch. The more you become spiritual, the more you lose your body consciousness. You will completely unselfish, and the more you will forget the world. You have tremendous longing, desire for God in this life. I am calculating my money, I am calculating my these things, that thing, my enjoyment, my... And at the same time, I say I have experienced the truth, the highest. All this world will disappear from your mind. God cannot, you cannot worship God and Mammon at the same time. Very difficult. But we know there are people like Janaka, Nuara Brahman. He was the king. But Nuara Brahman, completely unattached. He said, even my kingdom may be burnt into ashes, it will not affect me at all. I know everything is Brahman. That Jodhu Malik said to Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna said, you have so many millions of dollars, money, rupees, and still you are hankering for money and investment. Sri Ramakrishna scolded that multi-millionaire rich devotee in Calcutta. The devotee said to Sri Ramakrishna, Master, as you cannot give up your love for the Divine Mother, I cannot give up the love for Mother's money. Sri Ramakrishna said, hold that word, Mother's money, not your money, then you are okay. Don't say my money, say it is Mother's money, then it is all right. Don't take the ownership. Sri Ramakrishna's teaching is very interesting. Well, as you cannot give up your Divine Mother, you have so much love for God. I cannot give up my love for money, you know, God's money. As you said, this whole money belongs to God. I love God's money. What to do? Well, that is good. Keep that idea, God's money, not your money.